I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois prisons are preparing to allow in-person visitation again. Lindsay Hess with the Department of Corrections says they expect COVID vaccinations at the facilities to keep increasing in the coming weeks.
Overall, it's gone very well, especially considering that this is unprecedented, nothing that like we've ever seen before.
According to the Marshall Project, 88 prisoners in Illinois have died from COVID-19. Meanwhile, Illinois prisons will have a phased rollout of in-person visitation over the next few weeks. In other news, a proposal in Congress could deliver additional resources to Illinois farmers on the front lines of climate change. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Northern Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood says the, quote, Farmers Fighting Climate Change Act she introduced will help farmers and ranchers deal with increased flooding and delayed planting seasons. Both are blamed on the warming climate. Mark Tuttle is a Sawmanuck farmer and DeKalb County Farm Bureau president. He says farmers want to make these changes, and federal support will help get the ball rolling.
Some of these get very, very expensive because you have to bring in some heavy equipment. And so if the farmers have some funding or some cost sharing on it, a lot of this will happen quicker, and it'll clean up the water and the environment even faster.
The new legislation expands the options available to farmers by establishing region-specific activities intended to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The bipartisan legislation is endorsed by the Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Corn Growers Association, and Illinois Soybean Association. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Illinois is the first state in the nation to extend Medicaid benefits to more low-income mothers after they give birth. Previously, the benefits lasted 60 days for those earning a certain percentage above the poverty level. Illinois has been given federal approval to provide coverage for a year. State health officials say giving longer access to health care postpartum will reduce the rate of maternal mortality and improve health disparities for Black women. Statistics show Black women are up to 6 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related problems than white women. And Illinois will receive $65 million in back payments from FEMA. It comes from President Biden's decision to waive the 25% state cost share requirement for assistance related to the pandemic. Since last March, U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth have been calling for the federal government to cover 100% of those costs. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Health departments across Illinois are pausing administration of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Steph Whiteside reports.
The FDA and CDC recommended states hold off on distributing the shot after 6 women who received the vaccine developed a rare blood clotting disorder. Nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so far. Jackson County Health Department Administrator Bart Hagston says the blood clotting disorder is extremely rare, and those who have had the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago shouldn't be worried.
If you have had it within the last 3 weeks and you are experiencing conditions like severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath, then you should contact your healthcare provider.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccine are still being distributed. Hagston says people should not delay getting vaccinated as this issue has not been seen in the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. I'm Steph Whiteside.
A Carbondale man is accused of firing shots into a residence. Carbondale police say 56-year-old Thomas Hudson is charged with unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, reckless discharge of a firearm, no firearm owner's identification card, and resisting a peace officer. Officers responded to a residence in the 300 block of West Cherry Street on Monday afternoon. They were told a man fired shots into the residence and fled on a bicycle. Police found Hudson riding a bike in the area. He initially resisted efforts to stop him, but he was taken into custody without further incident. He was found to be in possession of a handgun. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 618-549-COPS. I'm Leah Lerner.